Here they are, yellow red sparks.
Yo, you're listening to Radio 1190. And the song is called Machine Gun, My Machine Gun.
Things will get better when it's Easter. Are you still sick? Are you still sick? People will be happy if I go. I won't go out again. So, Bonnie, don't you worry about me, though. I've never been free. No, not really. Bonnie, don't you worry about me, though. I'll never be free enough. I loved it when we used to talk in palindromes, and you would say, back and forward. Remember when we used to kiss in high school? I couldn't speak more than French. Bonnie, don't you worry about me, though. I've never been free. No, not really. Bonnie, don't you worry about me, though. I'll never be free enough.
Song here. And that was My Machine Gun. It's on our EP. Steve Jobs put it on iTunes for us. This song's on the EP too. It's called Buy Me Honey. I want to thank Becca for having us and Michael for making things sound good.
What you gonna soften me up with tonight?
guys driving safely? Are you driving right now? Watch the road.
Watch for the elks.
Watch for the elks.
And the deer. And the bears.
I just want to say that the pursuit of independent expression through the medium of radio is enriching the community with original music and dialogue. That is the mission here. Okay. This song is called Happiness Comes in a Box, and it's basically about not trying, just the fact that you can't make someone else happy. And you really just need to find your best friend, and I think that kind of just takes care of itself.
I'll make you happy, yes I will. I'll build a house on a hill. We'll tow all the neighbors and move them away. And we'll raise the stakes, just you and me. I'll cry if you're lonely, you'll cough when you're sick. And I'll wake you up with one simple kiss. And you'll be reminded of all that we were. And all that we are is more than before. And the hardest part is in the fact that we never win.
Yellow Red Sparks. We're from Los Angeles, California. grew up in different areas. And this is going to be our last song, and then we're going to talk with Becca. We have a show tonight in Denver. That's kind of where we're in Colorado. It's sold out at the Larimer Lounge. Is that how you say it? And yeah, so hopefully the two or three people that came to see us bought their tickets. Or maybe we sold it out. I don't know. I'm pretty sure ZZ Ward had something to do with that. She's an amazing artist that we're out with, and you should definitely check her out. And yeah, we're really psyched to be in Colorado. It's our first time. And we're psyched to meet great people like Becca and Michael, and for them having us. So, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanna tell you I'm fine. I wanna tell you I've made it. I wanna tell you we've signed. I wanna tell you I've hated those times we lied. I wanna tell you that I'm gone. I left to know that I'm leaving. I wanna tell you you're wrong. I never ever stopped dreaming, my love, my life. And Macy, you really messed me up. And I don't want to be tough, I just wanna be snuffed. Tell you that I'm fine. At the moment I'm leaving. I'm gonna tell you you were right. Never ever stop thinking, my love, my life.
I forgot to say, our record comes out January 29th. Our full length record, our first record on Org Music. And also we're playing Colorado Springs tomorrow, which is not sold out, so you should come. Yeah, okay.
So I want to start off with, like, just a, like, how did you guys all, like, get together? It started as, like, Josh's solo acoustic project, so how has it evolved into a three-piece band?
Just really naturally, I think. It wasn't really something I was too keen on pursuing. I liked writing and stuff, but I wasn't really gung-ho or pictured a band at all, but Goldie actually took one of my demos that was just me and a guitar and added drums to it, and he forced me to listen to it in front of him. It was really awkward, like seriously really awkward for me, but he's I'm glad he did, because it made me have a different picture of the songs and seeing a bigger picture. And he's an amazing drummer, and then Sarah is just an amazing player. She plays piano and upright bass and stuff, and she actually plays drums too. She was his drum student, and he brought her in to play, and then we just all clicked, you know. It just worked. So and it's been that way for the last 2 years about. Yeah,
so. Cool. And you grew up in Idaho Springs, or
is this little town Yellow Pine?
Yellow
Idaho.
Pine,
yeah. And then my family relocated to I relocated, actually. It's a long story. I don't really talk about it that much, but yeah, I did, and then grew up in Orange County too, and then lived in LA too. So
cool.
Yeah.
And where are you guys from?
I'm from Southern California, Orange County, LA area.
Orange County, yeah. Yeah.
Born and raised.
Well, cool. And this is your first big tour. How has it been? Have you enjoyed it?
It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been really good.
Awesome.
The first part was really crazy because we drove straight from California to the end of Iowa, basically Illinois, which is, we were in the van for like 30-something hours. And then we did Day Trotter, which we were really stoked to do. So we were just like, let's get there, you know? But it's been good. Yeah.
It's been fun. Been sleeping in parking lots, not taking showers. It's been great.
How long have you been on tour?
It's only been like 7 days. It feels like a 2 years, yeah. 7 years, but yeah.
Well, cool. And what has been your favorite show so far?
Definitely Austin so far. It was sold out, and it was just so much different than Dallas, I thought. Not to diss Dallas at all, but just the vibe of the city was different, you know?
It's like a haven in like the middle of Texas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, cool. And Austin's pretty awesome. And your new record is coming out January 29th.
Yep.
You guys excited to like have like
so
a
excited.
Self-titled?
Yeah. And we're getting vinyl. We found out we're getting vinyl and we're getting colored vinyl.
Ooh, what color?
It's still, that part's still being decided. I like the solid red vinyl. I don't know though, and I also like the solid white vinyl, but yeah, red. Not red.
Well, cool. And your record was like produced and like mastered and like mixed with a whole bunch of like people who've done other stuff with Ava Brothers and the Shins and Sigur Rós. How was that like recording process?
It was awesome. I mean, we got really lucky and blessed to have these people that we were really intimidated by, I think, you know? But then at the end of the day, they're just people and they're just good at what they do. So it was good. It was a long process just because everyone was kind of doing it as a labor of love. So the record took a lot longer than it should have to get finished. That's why we're really anxious to get it out there. But yeah, overall, I mean, we're happy with it still. We're anxious to record another one. But we're really proud of this one, so yeah.
Cool. And will you guys be touring to support the album independently?
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, as much as we can, you know. So as long as it's not like, I don't know, like Disney. I don't know. Like, I don't know, actually. We'll tour with anybody. We'll tour with whoever. We just want to, like, play in front of people. We've noticed that people are really open and, you know, people that would be my grandmother like, I really like your music, and then, you know, like a 10-year-old will be like, I've been listening to you since I was like, you know, 8. So I think we're just like, we'll play for whoever, you know.
Well, cool. And would you like be going like cross country, or like, you don't really know yet? It's all
really kind of wherever it takes us, I think.
They're pitching, like, it's weird, they pitch you for tours, and I don't really know how it works, but your booking agent basically pitches you, and to pitch a band like us who has no, we're not worth anything, you know, except in LA, you know, or Orange County. So they're basically being like, take this band out, but they're like, well, this band sells, you know, 200 tickets, so they'll sell out the show, but this band, like, we're not worth anything, so it's hard. You have to kind of, I don't know, pull a fast one, I guess. I'm not sure. But we'll get it, I think. Yeah.
Well, cool. Yeah, I guess it's kind of hard to, like, be able to, like, band smaller bands and, like, just, like, starting out. Hopefully that your record will kind of help you get more, gain more, like, popularity or whatever. I'm sure we'll be spinning it, so.
Yeah, please do.
Thank you.
Cool.
Please do.
And you're coming out with a music video. What song is it for?
It's for a song, Monsters with Misdemeanors. And we're going back and forth with the director, who's this rad guy. His last name's Sparks, which might have been like a reason we went with his treatment, but not really. He's a great guy, and so hopefully that works out well. I think it's really important to have a visual thing, especially now, to accompany it, so I'm trying to figure that out, make it a little weird.
Weird is good.
Yeah. I'll make it weird.
Well, cool. And you guys are playing tonight at the Larimer Lounge in Denver. ZZ Ward is opening. Maybe someone can, like, swoop up some tickets on Craigslist or something like that.
Yeah. Should I'll sell them some. I'll find some and sell. Goldie.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, and this is, in case you just tuned in, this is Yellow Bread Sparks. They're a really awesome band from LA. I'm going to be posting the audio from their in-studio thing on my Tumblr. So if you missed it, check that out, 1190folk.tumblr.com. I'm going to play some vinyl. I got Nancy Griffith, her track. There's a light beyond these woods. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you for the vegan shortbread food.
So good.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys. I got Nancy Griffith right here on 1190's Folk. Yeah.